Wall Street loses some confidence in the economic recovery.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Global stocks are down this morning after a plummet on Wall Street yesterday. It seems that bad jobs news and poor manufacturing numbers are causing investors to wonder if we've hit a soft patch, or worse yet, we're in a double-dip recession. Marketplace's Gregory Warner tells us why there's so much concern all of a sudden.
Consumers aren't spending as much, and yesterday we learned that companies aren't producing as much. Factory output fell by the sharpest level since 1984. That news, combined with continuing reports about slow job growth and dropping house prices, has investors worried. They dump stocks and put their money into U.S. Treasuries, seen as safer in bad times. Nariman Baravesh, chief economist at IHS Global Insight, said the recent spate of bad news does not foretell a second recession, a so-called double dip, but just means that recovery is always a slog.
So it perhaps shouldn't come as such a big surprise that we have these fits and starts when it comes to growth. But I think there's nothing out there at this point anyway that would suggest we're headed into a true double dip. Slow growth, yes. Double dip, probably not.
By probably not, he put the chance at 1 in 4. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, 1.5% in Tokyo, down about 0.8% in London. As we said a moment ago, it was a hard landing on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow dropped 279 points. That's its biggest drop in a year to close at 12,290. You know what's up, though? Ticket prices at Southwest Airlines. They've jumped 39% in 5 years, compared with an industry average increase of just 10%. Southwest blames the rise on high fuel prices and says it still considers itself the low-fare leader. Well, one of the things that's been most worrying to global investors in recent weeks and months has been the debt crisis in Europe, and it just got worse. Last night, the rating agency Moody's cut Greece's credit rating again and said the country now has a 50% chance of defaulting on its debt in the next 5 years. As for the U.S., well, if Washington doesn't make a deal soon, we could default on our national debt in the next 2 months. Let's bring in our economics correspondent Chris Farrell to help explain some of the terms that people are throwing around when it comes to this debt debate. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, why, Chris, if we miss a payment on the national debt, are we defaulting? Can't we just have a late payment?
Well, you could, but look, you've broken the terms of the loan. But the real question is, what's the context? If you miss a payment on your mortgage or the rent, you just write a check the next month, pay a fee, no big deal.
Right.
But what if you're Greece and your debt is 150% of the economy? It's on its way to 160% of the economy. And most investors believe they can't continue to make those payments. Default becomes serious.
So they think that you just won't be able to make any future payments if you can't make one.
Under the current terms of the loans.
Well, what about restructuring debt? That gets talked about a lot. What does that mean?
Well, this is the important subject because that means they can't make their payments under the current loans. Let's change the terms of those loans. So one way you can change the terms of the loans is say you can owe us less. All right, we'll reduce the interest rate. We'll reduce the overall amount that you owe us. That's a restructuring. You could also change the terms of the loan by extending the length of the loan. Think about a student loan. Mm-hmm. You have a 10-year repayment. You run into trouble. You extend that out to 20 years. You lower your monthly bill at the cost of increasing the overall price of the loan over time. But that's a restructuring. That's also on the table.
Okay, so that's restructuring. But in Greece, they are talking about debt reprofiling. What does that mean?
Well, a reprofiling is a type of restructuring. Simply put, you take your loans and you make them much longer. You push them out. But you keep the overall value of the debt the same. And therefore, the banks don't have to say, we took a loss.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks for clearing it all up for us.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
Advertising revenue for newspapers and their online sites is now at its lowest level in 27 years, dropped 7% in the first 3 months of this year. Online ad revenue did increase, but not enough to offset the print declines. Later this morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will dump the food pyramid in favor of what it's billing as a new healthy eating icon. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Adrian Hill tells us how the USDA is hoping to market a healthier diet to Americans.
Ask most any public health expert what they think of the decision to retire the food pyramid, and you'll probably get an answer like this.
I think that's a great idea. It's been a very controversial. The pyramid's been very controversial.
Nadia Agrawal is a professor at the Kellogg School of Management. She thinks the new icon should give people visual cues about how to eat well and leave out the sweets and fats that sat on top of the old pyramid. Sarah Bleich from the Bloomberg School of Public Health says the new icon should also be easy to understand.
Americans have very low nutritional literacy, so I think you have to keep the messages as simple as possible.
The new icon is reported to be very simple, a plate shape divided into sections for the different food groups. Bleich thinks it could be a better way to encourage healthy eating, but doubts it'll escape controversy. She says telling people what to eat is almost always contentious. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, the results are in, and a new survey called the Global Happiness Index says China is the happiest place on Earth. But North Korea is a close second, scoring 98 out of 100 in the survey. Cuba, Iran, and Venezuela round out the top five. The United States did not do so well. We came in dead last out of 203 countries. If you want to know more about the survey, you're just going to have to ask the North Korean researchers yourself. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines. At Marketplace, we believe it can be lots of things like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
So whether you need news or the numbers or a good laugh, join us for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.